Today begins the mitzvah of Sholem V'Darshan B'Hilchos HaChag, Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag, yesterday, but no one's learning yesterday. So today begins the mitzvah for us of learning about Hilchos Pesach, Lamed Yom Kodem HaPesach. So the very first halacha in Hilchos Pesach, Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tov Chavtes, is that, is Sholem B'Hilchos HaPesach, Lamed Yom Kodem HaPesach. So I thought maybe we talk about that halacha today. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim and Vav Amud Aleph tells us Sholim V'Darshim Milchus HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos Machlokes Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel. How long before Pesach you're supposed to already start talking about the halachos of Pesach? Tanakam says 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel says 2 weeks. Gemara explains, why does the Tanakhama think 30 days? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Omer on Pesach Rishon, and he was already telling people the halachos of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon falls out 30 days before Pesach Sheni. So you see, in order to learn the halachos of Pesach Sheni, you start 30 days in advance. What's the reason for Shimon Gamliel? Actually, first the Gemara says, what's Rav Shimon Gamliel going to do with that source? That's pretty strong. Moshe Rabbeinu was already teaching Hilchos Pesach Sheni 30 days in advance. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, nah, that's no big deal. That's because he was already discussing in Yanim of Pesach. It was Pesach, after all. So he figured he would discuss all in Yanim of Pesach, even Pesach Sheni. But it wasn't a function of the requirement to start learning 30 days in advance. So rather, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's 2 weeks, because when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael to take an animal for Korban Pesach? When did he start telling them about Korban Pesach? When Shmos Yudbeis Hachodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, and right after it says Dabru Al Kol Hadas Yisrael Lemar BaAsal Lechodesh Zev Yuchlem Ish Sel LeBeis Avos. Right after it tells us that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael to go take a sheep and get ready for Korban Pesach. So you see that it's a chiyuv of only 2 weeks in advance. Anyway, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that it's 30 days in advance. But there are three basic issues that Rishonim deal with on this sugya. They are very much related to each other. One issue is this only a din in Hilchos Pesach, or is this a din in other Yom Tovim as well? For instance, you have to start studying the laws of Sukkot 30 days before Sukkot, or even more hard to believe, Shavuos, 30 days before Shavuos. You'd have to learn one word of Hilchos Shavuos. There aren't any halachos of Shavuos. There are very few. There are a few minhagim, but there's very little in terms of halachos of Shavuos, 30 days in advance, or is it only a din in Hilchos Pesach? The second issue is, does this still apply b'zman hazeh? Because the Gemara Pesachim that we just read in Daf Vav tells us that what's the source of Shaul and Bilchsach HaPesach, no matter who you hold like, it was Korban Pesach related. It was either Korban Pesach Sheni or Korban Pesach Rishon related. Maybe this is only a din when in the Korban Pesach. Maybe nowadays we don't have a Korban Pesach. Maybe this din doesn't apply of Shaul and Lechor, it's a din to Haraisa. It sounds like it should be a din d'oraisa. We're learning it from Psukim. So maybe this din shouldn't apply, at least on a d'oraisa level nowadays. And then the third issue that they deal with, which how you deal with this third issue is going to educate the other two issues, is how to make that Gemara Psachim Davav work with the Gemara Megillah and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Lamed Beis tells us, Moshe tikin lam liyisrael shehu sholin v'darshin hilchus pesach b'pesach, hilchus atzeres b'atzeres, hilchus chag b'chag. Then Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that on each yantif you're supposed to learn the halachos of that yantif. On Pesach you learn hilchus pesach, on Shavuos you learn hilchus Shavuos, on Sukkot you learn hilchus Sukkah. So the question that all the Rishonim deal with, and the Achronim as well, how are we to make sense of those two Gemaras? When is the Chiyuv to learn about the Yantif? Is it a Chiyuv 30 days in advance, or is it only a Chiyuv on the Yantif itself? Not only that, Moshe tikin lam Yisrael, Moshe made a takana to learn on the day of. The other is doesn't sound like a takanas Moshe. It sounds like we're learning from Sukkim. Shloshim Yom sounds like we're learning from Sukkim Chiyuv Daraisa. Okay, we could leave out the Daraisa Drabbanan issue, but just fundamentally, when's the Chiyuv? Is the Chiyuv on the day of, on the holiday itself? Or is the Chiyuv 30 days in advance? So there are four approaches, perhaps five, in Rishonim and Achronim that I'm aware of. The Ran in Megillah, at the end of Megillah, says that the Gemaras are not a contradiction at all. One Gemara, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, is a chiyuv on every individual to learn the halachos of the yantif on the yantif. The din of 30 days in advance of Pesach is a totally different issue. That's an issue in Hilchos Talmud Torah called Shoel Ke'inyan. And if, let's say, you're a rabbi, and there are two people that are on the phone. Line one is a Hilchas Pesach question, and line two is asking you a question, Hilchas Tisha B'Av. And you're within, it's today, you're within 30 days of Pesach. Which one do you answer first? Line one or line two? So there's a halacha that you're niskakin l'shoel ke'inyin before someone who's shoel shalo ke'inyin. First, you deal with the person who's shoel ke'inyin. What's called shoel ke'inyin? So that's what the Gemara in Pesachim is telling me. That shoel ke'inyin starts 30 days before Pesach. But not that you have to start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Learn Hilchos Pesach on Pesach. That's a Takaras Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 days before is just a din in Shoel Ke'inyin. And the Bir Halacha points out at the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach that this fits nicely with the girsa of the Rif in the Gemara Pesachim. The Rif's girsa is not Shoel and Vidarshin Bilchos Pesach, Lamed Yom Kodem Pesach. The Rif's girsa is Shoel in Bilchos Pesach. It's not a din in Shoel and Vidarshin Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a din in Shoel Ke'inyin. So that's why it's only Shoel in. However, the Bir Halacha points out that the Rov Rishonim disagree with the Ran, and he has a couple of rights. Number one, he says it wouldn't be shaykh to talk about that if you're not shoel in Hilchas Pesach, that people are going to be mezalzel in chametz. That's what the Gemara said. People are going to be mezalzel in chametz. Says it wouldn't be shaykh to say that if it's all about shoel ke'inyan. How does anyone else know which line I'm answering first? No one's going to be mezalzel and chametz if I answer my Tisha B'Av Shaila before I answer my Pesach Shaila. Sounds like it's about a massive Talmud Torah issue of what everybody should be learning. So that will affect the way, the seriousness with which people take their Pesach preparations. The other raya he has is the Gemara. It's clear from the Gemara that from Rav Shmuel Leo Shita that it's not about Shoel Ke'inyan. Moshe Rabbeinu was instructing Klal Yisrael, set aside a carbon Pesach. This is what you do. Ish celebrates Ovos. He was teaching them Hilchos Pesach. He wasn't responding Shoel Ke'inyan. So Rav Shmuel Leo Shita is not about Shoel Ke'inyan. It sounds from the Gemara the whole difference between Rav Shmuel Leo and the Rabbanan is a time issue. Is it 2 weeks? Is it 30 days? But the difference between them is not what the whole Yisod of the Chiyuv is. So it has nothing to do with Shoel Ke'inyan. So based on those rayas, the Bir Halacha says we have to reject the Shita Saran. Second possible approach is the Shita of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes, Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Chag b'Chag is a different kind of Chiyuv than Shoel in b'Hilchos Chag Lamed Yom Kodem Chag. See, if I were to start on Pesach to learn the halachos of Pesach, like what's chametz, what's matzah, how to be bodek chametz, how to sell my chametz for those who want to do that, right? Whatever it is, all these halachos. Well, guess what? I'm a little too late if I sit down on Pesach after my Seder and I start figuring out what I need to do at my Seder. It's a little bit too late. So he says, no, shol b'hilchos chag b'chag, the Gemara Megillah Beis, says Beis Yosef, that means lidrosh b'tamim sheba'avuram nitztavinu b'moed ahi, to discover the reasons for that yantav, the idea behind the yantav, what's it all about? Halachos, that's 30 days before. If that's the case, it would make sense that halachos is a din in hachana for the yantav. Shavuos doesn't need so much hachana. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra, Shavuos, you start Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you're okay. It's just a din in preparing for the Yantif. But Pesach has so many details, so many halachos. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Tes, when about Sukkah Yeshana, Rashi says, why is the Sukkah Yeshana defined as a Sukkah that's more than 30 days old? Because Shoel in b'Hilchos Chag, Kodem L'Chag Lamed Yom. So Rashi at least seems to understand Sukkah has enough halachos that you would have to be Shoel b'Hilchos Sukkah 30 days in advance of Sukkah. Okay, so you have to question exactly which Shita Rashi aligns with. Third possible approach to the stira between the two Gemaras is the Bach. The Bach says that the word Bechag doesn't mean on the Yantif. The word Bechag means in the Yantif season. So when the Gemara Megillah says that you should be Shoel Hilchos Chag Bechag, doesn't mean to learn Hilchos Sukkah on Sukkis. It means Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to prepare for Sukkis by learning Hilchos Sukkah. So when it comes time for the Pesach season, prepare by learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days in advance, etc. But nothing to do with the Yontif, learning on the Yontif itself. And his raya is from the Gemara that says, Chayev Adam Latar Atzmo Biregel. You have to be Matar yourself Biregel. Well, if you're only Matar yourself after the Yontif started, you're a little late on the being Matar yourself. You should be Matar yourself Erev HaRegel, so that you could be Tahor already by the Regel. Elamai, what do you see? Says the Bach. Biregel means the regel season. It doesn't mean on the regel itself. That's the Bach's raya. The Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim on the Shulchan Aruch in Tavchav Tes rejects the Bach and he says, yeah, what about Chayav Adam Levaker Pnei Rabo? Biregel. That also doesn't mean on the Yantif. And that's the two Ma'amarim are right next to each other. That also doesn't mean, of course, that means on the Yantif. Don't give me this business. He says, what do I do about Chayv L'Tahir Asmo Beregel? That's why Chazal didn't say Chayv Litbo. They said Chayv L'Tahir. L'Tahir Asmo means make sure you are Tahir by then. If they wanted to say it to be Tovel, they would have said Chayv Adam Litbo. The Tevila you should do should be Erev HaRegel, so that you are Tahir by the Regel. Fourth approach is the Chak Yaakov. Chak Yaakov, quoted by the Bir Halacha, says, everyone forgot the Yerushalmi. Everyone missed Yerushalmi. It's enough from the Yerushalmi that's Miyashiv, because Yerushalmi juxtaposes the two statements. And the Yerushalmi says like this, Sholin bilchus Pesach b'Pesach, hilchus atzeres b'atzeres, hilchus chag b'chag. That's the Gemara Megillah, right? Next line, Yerushalmi, u'bebeis havad sholin kodem lamed yom. That's the Gemara Pesachim. What did the Yerushalmi add in? The Gemara Pesachim, about 30 days in advance, that's only bebeis havad, meaning in the yeshivas, the community. The Chovas HaYachid of Talmud Torah only demands learning about the halachos on the Yom Tovim. But as a Chovas HaTzibur, we're going to determine the curriculum of a yeshiva, or we're going to have a communal shir on Inyanim within 30 days of Pesach, it better be on Hilchos Pesach. The Chovas HaTzibur of Talmud Torah, a lot of mitzvahs, you have a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibur. The Chiv of the Beis Havad, the Chiv of the community, then you should be learning Hilchos Pesach. Each individual doesn't have to learn Hilchos Pesach till Pesach actually comes. That's the Chak Yaakov solution. Bir Halacha rejects the Chak Yaakov. He quotes that the Elyon Rabba doesn't like the Chak Yaakov because many places in Shas the Gemara says Shol in Kodem Shloshim Yom, and never does it use the word Beis Havad. So it must be it's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. We wouldn't pass him like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, so he doesn't like the Chak Yaakov. The wild card is the Rambam. The Rambam mentions the halacha that you're supposed to learn, the Hilchos Achag Bichag, never mentions the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. It is possible that the Rambam understood that you have two Gemaras, seem to go against each other, Machlokas HaSugyas, and the Rambam paskins like the Gemara Megillah over the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, and simply doesn't hold of the whole rule of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. But anyway, Shulchan Aruch does paskin Shalom Bilchus Pesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. Mishnah Berurah says that this certainly with Pesach it has so many halachos, it takes a lot of time. We should be well prepared for Pesach, learn the halachos, spend 30 days, start some sort of curriculum, start it today to prepare at least a few minutes a day to know a little bit of Hilchos Pesach. By the time Pesach comes around, we'll be prepared.